Now it is time for our Alaska Airlines postgame highlights, brought to you by Alaska Airlines with the most West Coast flights. And early on, a couple of teams meeting for the first time ever, some different systems. It was a little feeling out period, but Portland knew they wanted to get Tahiro Diabate involved early on. JoJo now with it, backs out, wants a high screen, dribbles left, turns the corner, dishes it to Diabate. Nice catch, spins and lays it up. That was a hard pass to catch, and Diabate with a pirouette ties it up at two. It was back and forth early on, but the Pilots were finding early success. That time it was JoJo. The next time it was Chase Adams looking for D down low. Porter runs the baseline away. Chase now driving baseline. Bounce pass D underneath. Double clutch off the glass and in. Great find that time. D getting to the open passing lane to accept that and go up strong. He's got six. And when D needed a breather, it was good to see Hugh Hoagland back out on the floor for the first time this season, and the Pilots made it a presence to get it right to him. Antum's left-handed jump hook, no good. Hugh pushed him out of the paint. Pilots with a rebound. Tryon swings it right to Farabee. He's double-teamed. Now splits it all alone to Hugh underneath for the two-handed jam. 22-13 at that point. Portland would build an 11-point lead, but it was cut to three going into the locker room. They would come out a slow start indeed as they would give that lead up. But fortunately, JoJo Walker decided to take matters into his own hands. Ball slapped away. Diabate had it. He'll wait. Hands to Chase Adams. Gets to the middle of the floor, finds JoJo, left angle three, good. There's the first three, JoJo Walker. Chase Adams with another assist. And it was 37-35 from there. They would go back and forth in a one-possession affair for several minutes, and then they got some unexpected help from the bench in the form of Quincy Farabee. Farabee throw back to Ferenson. Now JoJo on the left side goes baseline all the way to the glass. No good. Diabate, an offensive rebound. Kicks it out to White. Fresh 20. Farabee pump fake down the lane. Off the glass. Count the bucket and the foul. Quincy Farabee finishing strong. 52-49 Portland at that point, and then they cranked up the defensive pressure, and it was Malcolm Porter who decided to get aggressive at the offensive end.
Farabee cuts back door, clears the space. Now Porter with it, faces up Eldarvich, gets into the lane all the way off the glass. Count the bucket!
Malcolm Porter, another strong take to the 10, and he'll have a chance at a three-point play. Malcolm wasn't done, though. Pilots shot clock running down after a timeout. Malcolm ended up with it, and this was the dagger.
Ferenson off the screen, seven to shoot. Farabee now with it, gotta go. Five, high screen. Farabee, Malcolm, deep three.
Good! It's a buzzer! Malcolm Porter from 30 feet to beat the shot clock, and the Pilots are up eight.
From there, the defense was again overplaying. Quincy Farabee able to finish.
Fleming now facing up Diabate into the paint, nothing doing. His pass stolen by Farabee, spins out of the backcourt ahead of Eldarvich. He'll lay it up and in, Quincy Farabee.
Pilots by 10 with a minute to play, 66-56.
And from there, it was a bunch of free throws for the final score, 71-62.